WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate about to take up Pete Hegseth's nomination as defense secretary. Two Republicans have already said they'll vote no. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell hasn't said one way or the other.
Even if there are three Republican no votes, it doesn't mean that Hegseth's nomination would go down, because in that case, J.D. Vance could come in and be the tie-breaking vote. It means that Hegseth would maybe slimly get his confirmation, but he would still get his confirmation nonetheless.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Trump surveyed Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina and wildfire devastation in Los Angeles. He said what he saw in Southern California was not even believable, his words. A defective battery problem spurring Ford Motor Company to recall almost 273,000 Bronco and Maverick Sport Utes. The battery issue, they were made in China, can cause the vehicles to suddenly stop or fail to start. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries. This is ABC News. Lawyers for an Ohio pastor will appeal his conviction for sheltering homeless people.
For more than a year, Pastor Chris Avell has opened his church, Dad's Place, around the clock to shelter and give hope to homeless people. On Tuesday, a city judge in Bryan, Ohio, found him guilty of violating zoning and fire codes. His attorneys last year filed a federal lawsuit accusing the city of harassing and humiliating the church and its congregants. During the appeal, the church remains open to temporarily shelter people.
ABC. Chuck Severton. Pandas are back at the National Zoo. The new pair made its debut after getting acclimated to their new environment following last year's arrival.
We woke up at 6:30, bright and early, and we drove out from Capitol Hill, and seeing them was so cool. They're huge. They're way bigger than I thought.
She had her granddaughter in tow.
So cute to see her so excited to see the panda. It's her first panda that she's ever seen.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor Year's category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Right now it's 20.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to A Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dagod. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, I am awake, and I hear rumors you're going to be going, Haley, you and your friends are going to be hanging out with the big auntie celebration today.
I am. Yeah, that's tonight at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis. Big auntie energy, the sharp, witty, a little outrageous, and all indigenous. Getting resi at the Parkway, the all Ojibwe comedy trio of Deanna Standing Cloud, Rob Fairbanks, and Trish Cook with host Gabriel Knight Shield will be at the Parkway tonight. Very excited, in for a lot of belly laughs, I'm sure.
Right on. And Wendy, you'll be on later on in the show. And we have State Senator Mary Kunish, too. So there's also a thing, too, that's happening this month of January that maybe you two could talk about a little bit.
Yeah, so January is actually Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. And Illuminative put out a great post on Instagram, and it was highlighting that Native women are actually over 1.5 times more likely to develop cervical cancer than white women, but all people with the cervix are at risk. So screening is what helps saves lives. Illuminative says that this January, let's raise awareness for cervical cancer by promoting the HPV vaccination and cervical cancer screening to our relatives. Wear turquoise and spread the word to take action. So Pinagigi Illuminative for spreading the word.
Yeah, that is. It's so important because it's preventable. So HPV vaccines when you're a kid, I think you get them before like 12 years old. And then regular pap smears every year.
I don't know when they start,
how old you are when they start, but yeah.
I think it's like 21 or something.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure exactly, but yeah, every year go get checked.
Definitely. Yeah. Hey, I just got to bring up a couple of quick things here. Native country, you guys, is on red alert right now, and we don't know what's going on in the federal end. So our relatives have been getting arrested down in
Navajo,
you know, Arizona and Oklahoma and those states, the southern states, where they're not carrying their tribal IDs, which you should, and are being confused with our immigrant relatives. And so everyone have your tribal ID have emergency numbers, and we are heading towards or are in some dark times here in Indian country for sure.
It's really scary. A friend of mine, Florence, you know, Robert, I talk about her all the time. She was really smart. She was an immigration lawyer. Wow. And what she posted today, this was yesterday, she posted on social media, I mailed Trump a copy of the Constitution during his first term. Guess he never got around to reading it. Jeez. And this is what she said. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Well, and that's
like, what doesn't he?
That's what's got to happen is lawsuits and suing. And we have to, the only thing that he really got done his first time around was that he was able to give rich people a tax break.
Yeah.
And that's still going on, but all his other bills were, put up against in court and battles and weren't passed. So we have to stay vigilant and talk about these things and get them out there so people can get a hold of their congress people, their legislators, and say, you know, we don't want this racist BS that's coming down.
That's right. The Minnesota Star Tribune also put, and hopefully we have more of these federal judges.
Right.
You know? So a federal judge, this was on January 23rd, from the Minnesota Star Trib, a federal judge temporarily blocks Trump's executive order for redefining birthright citizenship. So we just need smart people. We need to elect judges that are going to do stuff like this. We have to elect
and like people that
are going to fight against him.
Yeah. So it may be dark and dreary, but there's people that are on top of this too, like that federal judge. That, so he's gonna have a heck of a time. And every 2 years there's an election. So the people that are voting against people, we're going to have a rough time getting reelected too.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep it going, you know.
All right. Well, this is a sunny show. I'm sorry.
Fun Friday.
Well, anytime you bring the subject of Trump into the mixture, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows.
No.
God looks depressed when we talk about it.
Poor Wanda.
Wanda.
I want to give a shout out to Allie.
Yeah.
Her dog Daisy just crossed the rainbow bridge today, 14 years.
Oh,
yeah. So
you know what?
It's always really a hard thing. Yeah, Robert, tell people.
I'm sorry. I always respond to that with family and a heart because they are family.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hard to move past that. You know, we know when we get the dog, they're not going to live as long as we do, and they're not going to be here as long as we are, and we know that day is going to come. And
we don't know that now at our age.
That one quote that it always helps me? It's like you may be a part of, or a dog may be a part of your life for a little bit of time, but for them, you're their whole life.
That's right.
Haley, why are you making me cry here?
Oh, sorry, Fun Friday.
Yeah. I'm very emotional today.
Very fun Friday. Maybe you should give us a preview, Wendy, of a fun fact real quick.
Question. Jeez. I always have a lot of them. I have to find them. I don't know them offhand. I mean, some of them you guys know like really well. And
Haley listens to the show. She probably knows them all. I listen to it once in a while.
I know, but these are like mostly like kid things. But all right. So maybe you don't know this one. How many legs does a lobster have?
Two legs.
No, in the arms.
Their arms.
That's their claws.
You'd
be surprised to know, but a lobster has 10 legs.
Oh, you're making stuff 10? Up.
No, oh, it's here. If it's here, then it's
on the internet.
Do they look like little thin stick things?
Well, you know that old saying, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And that was signed by Abraham Lincoln.
There was one here that I read, you know, before I came on. I was like, wow, that's an amazing I'm gonna see if I could find it. Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's only one breed of dog that has a black tongue. Do you know what breed of dog that is?
Is that Golden Retriever?
Mm-mm.
No, really?
No, but yeah,
German Shepherd.
No, close. A Chow Chow.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Has a black tongue.
That's a dog dog.
Yeah. Chow.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? There's a lot. I'm going to find this one. I'm going to tell it to you because it was some kind of thing like how much bamboo does a panda eat per day?
Oh, I saw something like that.
85 pounds of bamboo they eat a day.
Wow.
No, that seems like a lot.
Doesn't bamboo have a lot of water in it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It has a lot of bamboo in it too, Haley.
Apparently.
Well, there's a difference. Oh, there's only 1 minute. What is the difference between an African and an Asian elephant? Their ears. It's their ears. African elephants have larger ears than Asian elephants have smaller ears.
Oh.
Now you know.
Jeez. Now I know everything. Well, hey, Wendy, that's just a little teaser for the fun facts coming up here in the fourth segment. And next we have Senator Mary Kunish sent us some great segments. So, hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate about to take up Pete Hegseth's nomination as defense secretary. Two Republicans have already said they'll vote no. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell hasn't said one way or the other.
Even if there are three Republican no votes, it doesn't mean that Hegseth's nomination would go down, because in that case, J.D. Vance could come in and be the tie-breaking vote. It means that Hegseth would maybe slimly get his confirmation, but he would still get his confirmation nonetheless.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Trump surveyed Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina and wildfire devastation in Los Angeles. He said what he saw in Southern California was not even believable. His words. A defective battery problem spurring Ford Motor Company to recall almost 273,000 Bronco and Maverick Sport Utes. The battery issue, they were made in China, can cause the vehicles to suddenly stop or fail to start. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody going to feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkel-derkeling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkel-derkeling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkel-derkel, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkel-derkel stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few hundred bucks a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkel-derkel. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s.
Right now it's 20.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kaye, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis. Hey, it's Fun Friday here, and we have our weekly update from our friend, Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish. Let's go ahead and take a listen to part one.
Hello, everybody. This is State Senator Mary Kunish coming to you from a chilly, chilly Minnesota. We've had some really cold wind in the last couple of days, cold weather. I think it started back on Saturday when we were outside for the People's March, and maybe we had a day of reprieve, but it's been cold up here in the north. I miss all that snow that they've been getting down in the south, but hopefully we'll get some of that snow one of these days. This is our second week in the Minnesota legislative session, and we have been busy, busy over in the Minnesota Senate. The Senate has continued to work under shared governance agreement between the Democrats and the Republicans, because at this moment we are tied as far as how many members we each have. So there isn't a majority. We are even as can be, with a special election coming up next week, where I'm pretty confident and hopeful that a Dem will replace Carrie Dietzick. She was our state senator that passed away, and that will bring the Democrats back into a one-person majority. Very precarious, but nonetheless, it is a majority. So the committee that I chair, which is Education Finance, is operating a little differently than we usually do. I have been sharing the gavel with my GOP co-chair. And so each day we have been exchanging the gavel and who gets to run the committee and decide which bills are going to be heard, or maybe we aren't going to hear any bills and we're having informational hearings from the Department of Education. We had a really great hearing from our demographer who was able to tell us or give us an idea of the changes in the population across Minnesota. And while we continue to hear that that more people move out than move in, we still have plenty of folks moving into Minnesota, and that's due to a lot of different things. I don't know. They came and looked in this last week of cold if they would be so willing to come to Minnesota, but she had a lot to tell us. Anyways, as I said, we've been sharing the committee chair back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, and it's actually working really, really well. In education, we do not have the kind of budget that we had 2 years ago, where we had a couple billion dollars to spend on our education. And in fact, that we have to sort of tighten our belt now. We had a lot of one-time spending that isn't there. The COVID dollars stopped. And so we just don't have as many dollars to put into all the things state government, and we recognize that we Dems as the majority, and we're making the adjustment as best that we can. But we're really, really concerned about what's happening at the federal level, because what happens in Washington, D.C. is an important part of the ability for us to get the resources and help create the kind of life every Minnesotan wants, because there is the threat of undoing a lot of the departments at the federal level. So the Department of Education was threatened to be dismantled, and I don't really know what that means, but we do know that there are a lot of uncertainties ahead. And one of the key things for sure in Minnesota is that we have spent decades of strengthening protections and expanding the rights for all of the people that live in the state of Minnesota, no matter their gender, their location, their job, the language that they speak, where they came from, their age, all of those things. So for example, in the last 2 years, we were able to strengthen protections for refugee and immigrant neighbors, in ensuring for sure access to critical services like healthcare, education, and a driver's license. We're also able to make Minnesota the very first state to protect transgender people in our Human Rights Act. And we actually became a trans refuge state to offer some of the protections that everyone else in Minnesota has, but a little more welcoming, especially for trans folks or families that have trans children who are nervous and afraid to live in other states where they might not be able to live the way that they want. And we actually made Minnesota the very first state to secure the right to reproductive freedoms in state law after the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade. So we are an island. We are sort of a mecca in the Midwest. And we're honestly, I'll say Democrats, are really fully prepared to defend these and the other victories that really make such a difference to Minnesota workers and families. We fought for years to ensure that Minnesota remains a safe and prosperous place to live. And I guess we can't really predict the future, but we are as prepared as we could be. Honestly, really and truly, to act, and probably unwillingly might even have to go backwards in the important progress that we've made. But just know that we will be working very, very hard to ensure that all Minnesotans have the same opportunities and resources available to live a good life. I mentioned the cold, and this past Saturday, it was the People's March, and we saw that happening all over the country. And I ended up spending my afternoon at the state capitol outside with a lot of hundreds and hundreds of people participating in, and I got to speak at the People's March that was organized by the Women's March of Minnesota. And one of the reasons that I was there is because, first of all, it was a coming together for a powerful call for equality. But I had the honor of addressing the crowd about the importance of Minnesota having an Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA, in our state constitution. And Saturday provided me that opportunity to reaffirm that Minnesota stands as a defining place where we have that opportunity to lead the nation by advancing equality and dignity for all. And what I'm hoping is that if not this year, we will indeed put a question to the voters in 2026 about around a constitutional amendment that commits Minnesota to securing a future of fairness and respect and equal rights for all people, regardless of their gender and their age, their country of origin, their reproductive choices, all of those things. It's really so important to have those freedoms. And I'm really worried about our immigrant communities. I'm worried about the families and the possibility of separation like we've seen in the past when the Trump was, era was 4 years ago. I know that schools are preparing the students and the teachers and the community for division of their children, of their students. And what a sad thing. What a very, very sad thing to do when we don't, when we have to, when there are people that would separate families for those reasons. And Trump is really looking at the birthright issue when it comes to citizenship. And what is really, really horrifying is that he is also looking at American Indian birthright and citizenship. So I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. I think I have to take a break right now, but I'll be back in just a few minutes and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Mary. You're listening to Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back with part two update from our friend, Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
The dismantling of diversity, equity, and inclusion under Donald Trump has already begun. On the next show, we'll talk with Dr. Eva Martinez-Paulus about what DEI really is.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate about to take up Pete Hegseth's nomination as defense secretary. Two Republicans have already said they'll vote no. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell hasn't said one way or the other.
Even if there are three Republican no votes, it doesn't mean that Hegseth's nomination would go down, because in that case, J.D. Vance could come in and be the tie-breaking vote. It means that Hegseth would maybe slimly get his confirmation, but he would still get his confirmation nonetheless.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Trump surveyed Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina and wildfire devastation in Los Angeles. He said what he saw in Southern California was not even believable, his words. A defective battery problem spurring Ford Motor Company to recall almost 273,000 Bronco and Maverick Sport Utes. The battery issue, they were made in China, can cause the vehicles to suddenly stop or fail to start. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, yes, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.